question was asked in the halakha, if a lady is expecting and she's in her ninth month and she needs to go to the hospital on Shabbat, is a husband or is her mother allowed to go as well? We know that, let's say, they're able to prepare a car, which is the preferred way, and the taxi comes, the goy, and everything is prepared for before Shabbat, so the lady for sure goes in the car. The question is, can the husband go as well? Well, she says she wants her mother there to be with her. Now the mother is not in danger. Well, the husband, what do we say to her? No, you go to the hospital in the taxi and we'll catch up with you after Shabbat, we'll meet you there. So Acham Avadya writes in Shabbat Chazon Avadya Chedek Gima Dav Shin Chav, Umutar לקרוב משפחה או לאדם אחר שיש ליולדת אימון בו לנסוע יחד עם היולדת לבית החולים. That is permissible for somebody that the woman trusts to travel with her. יחששו חכמים פן תטרוף דעתה עליה אם לא ילבו אותה כשנוסעת לבית חולים. She's going to be alone. They worry she'll go crazy. She'll get scared. She'll get nervous. It could be sakana. So therefore, he allows. And that's also written in the Chazon Ish's letters, Chedek Aleph Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, Shayuledet B'Shabbat Uzal Hayam Mizarez Shiyisru Imma. He would encourage somebody to travel with her. This is written in Sheminat Shabbat Kelcheta as well. Now, it should be noted, she'ap ima yoledet shoteket. Let's say she keeps quiet and she doesn't ask anybody to escort her. She doesn't tell her husband or her mother explicitly, listen, you got to be there with me. So, Acham ben Zion, alav shalom, in Od Letzion, he wants to come along and say on page Resam Mechbet, Asur. She didn't ask. You don't have to, not allow. He holds only when she's demanding. But Acham Avadya already wrote about this in Chelek Tet of Yabia Omer or Haim Siman Kuf Het or Kuf Ayin Tet, that said the reason why she's being quiet is because she doesn't want to make her husband make Chalul Shabbat or her mother make Chalul Shabbat, but she doesn't know the halakha. That really is permissible for them to go. She doesn't want to impede on them. And then, even if she keeps quiet, you don't have to listen to her. They can go. Unless she says explicitly, I'm telling you, I don't want you to go with me, I don't need you, it's not that. Then it's another story. But if she just keeps quiet, we don't interpret her silence as an indication as if she doesn't need. She just doesn't want to inconvenience or bother, and really, indeed, it is needed. Now, let's say, in the middle of the way to the hospital, on the way there, they realize it's a false alarm. So the deen is, "Vim betoch kedei nesi'ata, pasku atzirim legamle." The labor pain stopped totally, and she's able to assess that it was a false alarm. Tomala nahag, she azir ota lebeta. She just tells the, "What are you stopping the highway?" And say the rest of Shabbat in the car. It's not an option. So therefore, they're able to make a U-turn and go back home. And now they got to the hospital. Pasku atzirim, ena yochola lensua chazal lebeta ela aydin nahag nuchri. So the rabbi doesn't accept that she should remain in the hospital the whole day, especially she's discharged. So he tells her she has to sit in the lobby the whole day. She cannot be. The hospital's not going to take care of her in such a way. So aydin goy, it would be permissible to go home. Now, Shemirat Shabbat Kelcheta also wrote the same thing. There is a She'elot Utshuvot Bet Avi that the rabbi quotes on the bottom, that he said that if there's no goy to take them home, they can go home themselves in their own car. But Acham Avadya doesn't like that. He said maybe Bechutz La'aretz in non-Jewish hospitals where when they discharge them, maybe there's nobody there to take care of them, then they can even go home in their own car. But in Eretz Yisrael, where they have care and there's Yehud, so he says, only Al Yedeh Goy. He says, Nedeh, And one has to really analyze today that if there's a Bikur Cholim in the hospital, or there's a room that's taking care of them, or there's a Gumne Hasadim that are over there, that she can stay over there without having to be Mechalel Shabbat. So of course, if it's okay to do that, maybe it's not. Maybe the Bikur is only on the floors where there's patients. But once they're discharged, they're brought down to the lobby. What they're going to do is sit in the lobby on Shabbat. So therefore, Adif, to set it up, there's a taxi in front of the hospital. That would be the best way. The question would be, but let's say on the way to the hospital, they couldn't call a taxi. It was Pikuach Nefesh. You need to get to the hospital immediately. So the deen is, of course, you're not going to wait for a taxi to show up. You jump in the car and you go. However, the deen is, once they get to the hospital, you cannot close the engine. Now you're there already. What's the tether? Exactly. So if there's a valet, give the car to the valet, let him open the doors in order to be ma'at the chanus Shabbat, or let the goy at least close the engine, because Shvut is Shvut, come have said. But to close the engine yourself, that would be a problem. We have the schedule.